Please open your hymn book to hymn number 554. We will sing stanzas 1 through 4. Please stand. Today, November 1st, is in the church calendar known as All Saints' Day, and it's a day on which we remember all the faithful departed, those who have died in the faith, and who now enjoy eternal rest. This festival has its origin in a building in Rome. Some of you have seen it. I haven't. It's on my bucket list. I hope to make that trip someday. Then the building is called the Pantheon. And it's not really much to look at on the outside, but on the inside, it's mathematically just about perfect in terms of circles and globes. You can check it on your phone anytime if you wanted to. Pantheon, you can look it up. And that building, of course, was originally built in its mathematically perfect magnificence to honor the gods and heroes of ancient Rome. Well, as Rome eventually became a Christian city, the Pantheon was used as a church, and in about the year 630, that's a really long time ago, we talk about 500 years of the Reformation, 630, that's even further. So we can talk actually about the Pope in those days as being one of our popes too, because we were part of that church. And that particular pope decided that he was going to rededicate the church, and it took place in November, to Saint Mary, the Mother of God, the apostles, and all the saints. And what happened then is that dedication, the commemoration of that dedication, spread in various ways throughout Christendom as a memorial day for all those who had died in the faith. And so that's where our Memorial Day, our All Saints Day, comes from. So check out the Pantheon on your computer and remember it especially today. I think one of the beautiful things about it is its perfect circular construction and the fact that a sphere will fit inside the building also perfectly. It's a beautiful picture. It wasn't intended this way, of course. But it's a beautiful picture of the communion of saints that we have. That is, it's a perfect circle that we see. We are part of that circle, but we're only a part of it. That we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who we can't even begin to imagine, who have died in the faith and have gone before us. I'd like to turn now to hymn 555. You'd only have to turn one page in your hymn book. It's so nice that they put all these things together. And one of the emphases today, not only is to remember the blessed departed, but also to remember their faith, and especially the faith of those who suffered martyrdom for the church. Rise again, ye lion-hearted. It's a very, very marvelous, and once upon a time we would have said masculine hymn, but it's an amazing poem. It's a relatively new hymn tune, and it was composed by, if you'll notice, the name of the tune is Stratford, and it's composed by a man by the name of Alfred Fremder, who is the same man who was choir director here at Bethany for quite a few years back, way back when. He's the one who composed our arrangement of On My Heart, Imprint Thine Image that the choir sings very frequently. And he thought this text deserved a tune that was quite angular and strong, and so this is what he created for it. Rise again, ye lion-hearted. And I would like to draw your attention to, in the third verse, on the second page, where the phrase begins, joyously they take their stand. We have sort of an elided text there that's a little bit tricky to sing. Joyously they take their stand on the arenas, bloody sand. It's not perfect, but that's what happens sometimes with the poetry of hymnody and the music of hymnody. It doesn't always make the most sense, but that's a little trick. If you watch out for that, you're going to be fine. And here we go. Let's do 555. You can remain seated. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. I wonder how many of you in this room remember your confirmation verse and if that was it. I've always been afraid of that verse because it seems like it's constructed in an if-then way. And it's a very scary thing, especially for an eighth grader to think about. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. However, the fangs of that verse go away when we focus, first of all, on the crown of life. That's a gift. That's a gift that God has given to us in Christ by his sacrifice on the cross and his own glorious resurrection, which is a foreshadowing of our own glorious resurrection. The first part, be faithful, again, becomes tolerable when we remember that the same one who is going to give us the crown of life at the end also has given us that faith as a gift, which is even a more glorious crown that we wear quietly in this life. And it's in the treasury of that faith given to us by God through the Holy Spirit and the means of grace that we can look forward indeed to a confident death and a glorious resurrection and a reunion with all the saints. So let's stand up now and sing this great Norwegian hymn. Well, actually, it's Danish. Written by Hans Brorsen. Hans Brorsen was one of those people that I have sometimes talked about. Oh, you're up already. That's good. He was a pietistic Lutheran, had a great deal of emphasis on Christianity as a way of life. Gave us some beautiful Christmas hymns, and this one probably is his most famous. Behold a host arrayed in white, in a tune that was set by Edvard Grieg, the great Norwegian composer. But he studied in Germany, so I suppose that blunts the Nordic side.
Mm-hmm.